Okay, so what we've talked about until now in Lifnei Iver is mostly, if you remember the pasuk, right? What the Iver is, what the Mechshol is, but now we're moving to the middle, which is Lositen, right? What does it mean? What is it? When is it prohibited to put the what is it called? Putting that placing the stumbling block. Okay, if we want to just sort of frame where we are. So if you remember, the Gemara had posed, just to get back to where we were, right? The Gemara had said there were two possibilities for why it is prohibited to do business with non-Jews: either Lifnei Iver or Harvacha.
What's again
Harvacha? So Harvacha, at the moment we're sticking with Rashi's explanation, which is we're worried that the guy will go Hey Reish Vav Vav Chet Hey, and that we're worried that the guy will, because of the profit margin, that will make him happy, and he will then go and thank his God, which is an issue of V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yishoma Al Picha. Maybe we'll spend time on that issue. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Beis over Shabbos last week. I saw a fascinating application of it in Eretz Chemda's Chuvot.
Hey,
Reish Vav Vav Chet Hey.
Reish
Vav Vav Chet Hey. So in the Chuvot of Mara Abazak of Eretz Chemda, they actually prohibit doing yoga with yoga instructors who say some yoga instructors still say some of the formulas, because yoga is originally an idolatrous practice. So some of them, even non-believers, say these incantations. And if you go to such a yoga, but part of the poses is also like meditative.
Sounding to non-Jew.
Yeah, exactly. So yes. So they actually prohibit it, right? Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yishoma Al Picha, is you can't cause somebody else to say the names of Avodah Zarah. And if you go to yoga where they're saying these whatever,
but it doesn't.
No, it does. They still do it.
So a Jew is not allowed to do yoga?
So Eretz Chemda and their Chuvot say that if your yoga instructor says those incantations, then yeah, you can't go to that yoga class because it's this. Is there possibly Daresa? So there are the mice applications to every of this, ones you wouldn't think about.
You could call it another name if you want to. Some places don't call the
Oh, for sure, not all of them do it, but some of them do. That's what I'm saying. They said, if you go to the yoga class, it does, blah, 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 blah. Fine.
Wait,
okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
But is this, like, during... What time period is, like...
Now.
I know, like, this is during, this is during a select, like before the holiday, their holidays.
No, no, this is always. The yoga thing is always.
No, I'm talking about selling to them.
Oh, the selling things, yeah. I thought we were selling yoga.
No,
the
but
selling
my
thing,
question
yes.
is...
Yes, that's before the holiday.
Their holidays, not our holidays.
No, their holidays.
So, but they might praise God regardless, is it? Like, let's say...
Yeah, but by you giving them a gift, their purpose, they're going to... You're causing...
So we're assuming... Giving them a reason, right. The assumption God. Of the Gemara is that at this point, there will be corrections to this. But yes, the assumption...
Third party?
We're going to get to that. The Gemara later on discusses what's called lifnei delifnei, which is step-removed violations. But right now we're talking about where... Before the holidays, and that's what's going to cause the problem. But you're definitely right. But that's much later in the Perek when the Gemara says that lifnei is usher, lifnei is not usher. What does that mean? Fine. Okay. So the Gemara then said that what's the difference? So if he has an animal. Now what we want to try to understand is Tosus's understanding of this, right? The Tosus.
Are you repeating what we learned last week?
I'm just the Gemara.
Couple weeks.
So what Tosus says, right? The way Tosus understands the Gemara is that what's the difference between Lifnei Iver and Harvacha? So Tosus says, right? The Gemara says what Tosus says the difference is that if you have. The Gemara says if you have another animal. Right? Why is that true? So as we'll see, the reason Tosus is going to say is because he thinks that Lifnei there is only Aser with what Gemara calls Tre Avra Nahara, the two sides of the river. Which the way Tosus understands is if he can't do the Avera without you, then it's Lifnei Iver. On the other hand, Shem Elohim Achirim Lisham Al Picha. What?
He does it with you.
If he could not do it without you.
Okay.
Right? But it is usher either way, right? I mean, even if he could have done it without you, since he will be usher moda, so it's usher even if, right? He could have done it without you. Right? That's basically how Tosfos. He's going to go and thank his God. Okay.
Wait, who says it's usher even if he could do it without you?
So according to the Gemara of Harvacha, right? The Gemara, the way Tosfos understands the Gemara is the difference between Lifnei Iver and Harvacha, right? Is that Lifnei Iver is only usher if you are enabling. Harvacha is usher even if you're not enabling, right? Even if. So that's what we're up to, right? So we're reading Tosfos. This is the big adult of what's going on in this.
How can you say Harvacha?
Before or after, we were discussing how.
So now let's. Well, let's actually try Tosfos.
The whole Nazir issue.
Right, so the Gemara's example of Nazir. Sorry, the Gemara's example of Lifnei Iver was you passing a cup of wine to a Nazir or Avram and Achai to a non Jew. The Gemara says, how could that be us, sir? It's Chad Avra Dinara. It's one side of the river, right? And the Gemara answers, no, it's a case of Tre Avra Nara. It's two sides of the river, which, as Tosfos understands, is the difference between possibility and impossibility.
Right. So, and then we ask the question of the reason we understand is because late he shouldn't give it. He shouldn't give anything. Us. We learn from that. You shouldn't give anything usher to someone Jewish. They can make him do something.
Correct.
But we Tosfos disagrees with that later on.
Well, let's try Tosfos. Okay. Let's. That was what we wanted to do. We said we wanted to read Tosfos. So let's read it. Yes. Yeah, let's read Tosfos. Okay, let's go through it. So, minayin shel yoshed adam kos yayin lenazir. Okay, so first point is, okay, who wants to start Tosfos?
I'll do it. Okay.
I have a different Tosfos.
Okay, go again.
I have a different Tosfos, a little bit.
Well, there's fine. That's fine. Okay. It's fine.
Nira, we see the Huadin that this ruling... The whole Sha'ar Isurin applies to every Isur.
Good.
Ella, rather, the Hachi Nakat Kos Yayin the Nazir, rather than just giving a Kos to
right. So Ella Hachi Nakat, for this reason it's specified.
For giving wine to a Nazir. Mishum, because the Mistama Lemishute. It's.
Like Mistama Lemishte.
Right.
Kabayle.
It's not an isser for him to drink.
So mistama is it's probable, right? It's probable,
right?
Meaning in modern Hebrew, mistama is minastam. Minastam.
Also,
right,
people drink it normally, like people.
But minastama limishte kaboyle. He wants it to drink,
right?
Kevan
since dechule alma. Simra
Shasur. Kamra Shasur.
Everyone does.
Everyone drinks wine.
Wine.
Right? Meaning, if somebody asks you for a cup of wine, usually what they mean is they want to drink it.
Right.
It's possible they don't. It's possible they know that wine is one of the best things to catch flies and mosquitoes. Possibly they know that. Right? And they want to waste good wine on that.
Yeah.
Posh does not.
It's kind of weird.
Well, it's actually true. If you want to make an excellent fly catcher, you just, when you have at the end of a bottle of wine, you just leave a little thing, just leave it on your table.
Or any fruit juice.
Yes. But wine is particularly potent.
That's genius.
Because it ferments.
Yeah, and the bottles are perfect because of the long, thin neck at the top.
Oh, so they can't get out.
They get in, but they can't get out. Yeah. They get in, they get drunk, they can't get out, and that's the end.
Let's see.
Good stuff. Okay.
That's why also caffeinated plants. Like coffee beans, specifically.
See, Shimon, I do this for you. Random knowledge.
Thank you.
Random
coffee
knowledge.
Beans. Okay. Caffeine acts as a natural insecticide because
hashtag
basically
more
gets
you know, Pfizer.
Anyways, okay. Now that we've talked about fly traps, good. The Shema Shachach Nezirusa. Yeah.
He forgot he's a Nazir.
Okay, so first of all, right there, right, Tosfos already, we're not going to focus on this in a second, but Tosfos already says something interesting, which is...
He forgot he's a Nazir.
Yeah, which is weird, why? Because
how would you forget? How could
no,
forget?
That's because not the problem. People forget all types of things.
Because everyone's
actually
drinking.
Fine. I remember Reb Bednarz told me he once got a shaila from someone that a woman called him up and said, Rabbi, I made a neder, and I don't remember what it was. What do I do?
Uh-oh.
Go to a nurse and
yes, but on what?
He gave a
you don't know what you made it on.
What he gave.
Do you, wait,
yeah, that is the answer, by the way. That is the answer.
The Dharma covers even the ones you don't fully remember.
Correct. I mean, and that was the answer. Flight. That was the answer. But, you know, all different things happen. No, so the bigger problem is, what does he think? Clearly, and he gets back to this, that Lifnei Iver would only be Asar if what?
If two sides of the river. No.
He hasn't got that. No.
That the guy's gonna.
Ivy Shogeg.
Who is?
The sinner. Oh. Right? He says, the guy might have forgot he's a Nazir, which implies.
He's doing it.
If he knew he was a Nazir.
Well, that's Lifnei Iver.
It wouldn't be Lifnei Iver.
But he doesn't know better.
Yeah, okay.
What's the whole thing?
What's the punishment for a Nazir drinking wine?
Malchus.
What?
Malchus.
What's that mean?
Lashes.
Wait, so if he would do it, if he would do it on purpose, why, he would, be.
We'll get to it. But this implication. Okay, let's continue.
But it's Omar.
Yes, it is. How do you break your vow then?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Omar that he said Hoshat Lay.
Nevela.
Nevela. I don't know.
Right, but if a Jew says, pass me, Nevela, which is animal which wasn't shechted.
O chazir, or pig, o shus.
O shum.
O shum, is there a...
Or any prohibition.
Right. In lechadsho...
Lechadsho.
Lechadsho, milhoshia, well, you can't...
Milhoshitlo.
You cannot... Yeah,
don't.
We're not worried that he...
Correct. Right, you're not worried about giving to him.
So if I come up to you and ask for pig, you can give me pig because you're not worried.
We can assume that you're not going to eat that pig.
Correct.
Got it.
How about im yaduolo shiro tzavachlo?
If you do know he's going to eat it, aser lahoshitlo. It's forbidden to give it to him.
Good. So right, he doesn't... Right, he could have gone the direction that Nachum said, but in the end he doesn't. Right, he says... Right, why does he pick on Shogeg? Not for a fundamental reason, but
because
a practical reason. Right? He assumes that you can't give someone an or even b'mez. It's just that the average person, if he's asking for pig,
he's usually not.
It's either it's usually he's not sinning at all.
Right?
Right? If you knew he was sinning, it would be lefnei iver.
What if he doesn't end up sinning? Are you chayav lefnei
iver? Hold that. Right. Hold that thought for a second. But the Nazir were worried that he just stopped, forgot. Everyone drinks wine, right? This is in general an important issue, right? It's called badil mine, lo badil mine, right? Prohibitions which people are badil mine, right? In general, we're more makil about, right? We're more lenient about. Now, what is badil mine means? People always separate themselves from it. Things people are lo badil mine, we're worried, and we always have to put on more xero. Because we're worried that they might by accident do it. What's the classic example? There are many classic examples. No, that's not what I meant. Like chametz on Pesach, right? Chametz on Pesach is lo badl mine, right? Because you eat, right? You don't separate from it. 51 weeks, right? 50. The rest of the year you have bread,
right?
So we're especially worried, and we have gzeira al gabe gzeira, both derais and derabanan against chametz on Pesach, because we're worried.
You'll forget.
You're gonna forget. You're gonna right.
I can imagine there was comments in my house. On
we had when I was in 12th grade. Here was the shayla we had. Right. This was a interesting shayla we had. Right. Basar b'chalav is another example. Mm-hmm. Right. Because basar b'chalav is only kosher meat and kosher milk. Yeah.
Right.
So, right. We have all these chumras not having the same tablecloth and the like because we're worried. Look, you always have kosher ice cream. You always have kosher, you know, a kosher hamburger, whatever. So you're not necessarily going to remember to not have the ice cream, which you always have, right? After you have the hamburger, and therefore we say you can't have the same table unless you make a heker, blah blah, all the different things we have.
What's
to
make
some sort of symbol, right? That's why we have like special tablecloths, right? People put a special tablecloth, right? All that. So here's the shot we had when I was in high school. One of my closest friends, Arayam, is my roommate in YU, is. Wonderful person, wonderful Talmud Chacham living in L.A., Rabbi David Block. Right? But here's the catch. Right? David is deathly allergic to milk. Right? Anaphylactic, you know, the whole... No, not lactose intolerant. Like, anaphylactic shock if he has
like
milk.
People like, are allergic to peanuts?
Yeah, but to dairy. Okay? I have been a vegetarian for 25 years.
Really?
Right? So here's the shayla.
Can you guys eat without the table?
Exactly, because it built
you're
in heck.
You're never going to eat.
I never have meat, and he never has milk. Mamash, right? Mamash.
Solids, just solids.
No, food. So even if I'm having milk and he's having meat, he's badil mine, and I'm badil mine.
How
you're
going to do it with your...
Wait, Rabbi, vegetarian?
Rabbi,
you're not
going to
die, though, if you have meat.
What?
Die,
so that was what Rabbi Friedman said to me, right? Friedman said, he said, if... Rabbi Friedman said he thought that if both of us were deathly allergic to what we were eating, maybe it could be make ill. Because then, Chamira Sakanta Misurin, Sakana in general, we assume people are, you know, take greater care. But because mine has no halakhic status, no halakhic status of vegetarian, right?
No,
so we thought.
It's a loser.
Rabbi vegetarian.
Bidyuk. What?
Vegetarian.
Not that it matters for this, for these purposes.
Which animal you are vegetarian.
I don't like meat.
Okay,
there's no ideological reason. What?
Just told me if I was like a soldier.
If you were, are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm mean, but I'm not a big meat eater.
Oh, Rahman al Islam, you're not a big meat eater. Anyways, but the point is. The point is, by the way,
I'm
a vegetarian.
Good piece of steak.
No. The point is, the point for this purpose is lo badil mina. That's the only point here. It's badil lo badil.
You don't like steak.
Okay.
So you don't enjoy it.
No.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a dead animal.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
Right. So that's what I'm curious. Like I'm always curious why people choose.
So good. So Tetosa says, look, when the nazir has wine, we're worried that it's a mistake, a legitimate mistake, because normal people have wine. Right? Normal people, everyone has wine.
Stop them like me. Stop them like me. Like me.
No.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a dead animal. No, it's just you don't like
what if AB
no, I don't like meat. I told you, don't worry. When you come to my house, there will be meat for Shabbos. That's why I push it.
That's crazy. It's
no!
Game changer.
My wife is a very big meter. I said, don't worry about it. I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you.
His wife still cooks like a yeshiva guy.
Push it. Push it. Okay, good. Fine.
Okay.
So he says, look, a regular iser, we're not worried the guy's going to be over. Unless we know. If we know, he wants to eat chazir, so you can't give him chazir. Right? But if a nazir asks for wine, we're worried that he might actually want to drink it. Not because he's a Rasha, because he forgot.
But I get it.
Why don't we say that about a regular person wine. Asking about...
Because people... Kosher. That's what I'm saying. The difference between badil and no badil. Right, because chazer people don't eat in general. A nazir might forget they can't drink wine because everyone drinks wine. Exactly. Yeah. Remember, in the medieval period. Look, in the medieval period, right? In the medieval period, people didn't have water; they had wine. Right? They didn't have water. Water was like toxic, like zeo. It was disgusting. Like you read in the medieval period, they mamish had wine like all the time. The alcohol was like everybody, little kids, like.
Yes.
It's like Israel. You know, like, one of my chavrusas loves the fact that in one of the letters we have from the Mayflower, they say, why did they end up in Plymouth? You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I understand what that good about the Mayflower.
Of course, Europeans know. It's like, we know nothing about their culture, but they know everything about us. Fine, anyways. So Plymouth, apparently one of the reasons they ended up in Plymouth was that they had a disaster. They ran out of beer. And in the letter it says, look, the hardy sailors, the men, we can have water. We could just drink water. But the poor women and children, they can't drink water. We need to find land.
Why? Because their body can't, like...
Because it was dirty. It was dirty because the alcohol back sanitized it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the chedron. The alcohol sanitized it. So they could eat it. The water was dirty.
That's why
the hardy men could drink the water.
But the poor women needed beer.
That's
poor women and children needed beer. Push it.
That's why it's a thing that pirates are, like, alcoholics.
I don't know. It is the opposite. No, it's the opposite.
I just drink beer.
No, water. No, the other way around. But soldiers, that people, sailors could have water. Right? Everyone else had to have beer. Anyways, my conversation likes this letter from the Mayflower. Okay, fine. So he says... Okay. So he says, Vathiluhu shalo, even if the meat is his, or the wine is his, midikamar ilo yoivle shakile. Chuck, right? Because the case is that if he didn't give it to him, he would take it. Right? Ilo yoiv le shakile. Right? Which means that it must be something that the avarian, right, the chote, could have accessed. Right? Shakile, he would take it. Ulefize, aser lahoshit le mumarim, la avodas kochavim, davar isur. So therefore, you aren't allowed to give to a mumar, right? So that's someone who is an idol worshiper, right? Right, the mumar of Azakovim, something which is forbidden. Avo bishulam, even if they own it, ki adavar yadu sheyochlu, because you know they're going to eat it. V'unasarlem dekisrael gamur cheshvin and lay. Right, and we treat him like a full Jew. Umayri b'degoy b'makom shlo yuchal ikach, but we must be talking about a place where he can't take it. Im lo yoshid lo. If you don't hand it to him,
because if
you forgot, is it k'demasek b'degoy betray avring nahara. Okay? So now, I ask you, and I told you the answer already. According to Tosfos, to violate Lifnei Iver, what do you need?
He can't get it without
it. He needs to not be able to get it.
To be the
right. He reads the word, Dekai betray Avrei Nahara, as meaning, that you only violate Lifnei Iver if...
You are the sole supplier.
Correct, right? You enabled it. It would not have been possible without you.
So wait, can you not... When they talk about the non-Jewish stuff, you can't give him something that he will either benefit or even not benefit from? Like, say the Muslim asks you to pass him a piece of ham or something.
We're not talking about something that is... Talking about something that we recognize as usher. Let's not... Right. Right now, right. Abram and Achai. Okay. So Tosfos,
if he forgot, he could still get it without you.
No. So Tosfos. So let's go through what Tosfos says. What's important? First thing is how does Tosfos understand Trei Avrei Nahara? Again, the word Trei Avrei Nahara. Two sides of the river. From what principle does Tosfos derive from that?
Two sides. Like he can't get it without you.
Correct. That you only violate Lifnei Iver. Again, you only violate Lifnei Iver if you.
You're the only
correct.
One who could have done it.
Correct. Now he also thinks. Now, does Tosfos think there's a difference between Shogeg and Mazid?
Yes.
No.
The beginning.
Right, he doesn't think. Right. A fundamental difference between Shogeg and Mazid.
Yeah.
No. Right, the only difference in Shogeg and Mazid for him is can we assume that you're about to sin? Right, meaning if it's pig, in general, we assume you're not going to sin. If we knew you were going to sin, we couldn't give it to you.
Right.
Wine, for a nazir, we assume that he's making a mistake.
Right.
But fundamentally, Lifnei Iver would be equal for Shogeg or Mazid, as long as the only principle Tosfos cares about here is enabling, not enabling. Right, that's it. Yeah? Fine. Now go to the source sheet, okay? Let's go to come to the source and we'll come back to the Ritva in a second. Tosfos in number one. Says, okay, Baba Dereisha Pater Motor. V'im Tomar. Right? Tosfos, what's V'im Tomar?
If you said.
Right, which is a question. V'ka Avar Lifnei Iver Loshitin Mechshol. So the background to this case, we already talked about it last week in the Ran, right, was the rich person inside, the poor person outside violating. Carrying on Shabbos. Right? And the Gemara had said that under certain circumstances, the poor person will violate everything and the rich person won't violate anything. Right? And vice versa. Last week. We talked about this case. To review the case, right? If Reuven is the rich guy on the inside, right? And Shimon is outside. So if Shimon sticks in his hand, pulls it out of Reuven's hand, and takes it outside, so he did the Akira inside and the Anacha outside. So he did everything. Reuven did nothing. And the Gemara and the Rishonim will ask, what do you mean you did nothing? It's Lifnei Iver.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's Lifnei Iver. You enable the poor person to take the money, carry it from Rishus HaRab, Yachid to Rishus HaRabim.
When did we talk about that?
Last week. We looked at this Gemara in the Ram last week. Through whatever. I don't even know. Rashan has thrown me off. But at some point, we did this. So Tosfos asked the same question the Ran did then, right? How can you say that the Balabayas did nothing? Right? You violated the Sitein Mishal. So now, Shimon, why don't you take it?
From where?
Right. So, V'im Tomar.
V'im Tomar. Baka of our Lishne Yiber. Lishitein Mishal. He was over the Yisra of Lishitein Yiber. Bathilo, Myri Shayachal Litlo. Even if. What's Myri?
We're dealing with.
Even if we're dealing with the case where he was able to take it. Bathilo Lo Hayabiyato, even if it wasn't in his hand, Lo Avar, we shouldn't look Nayibir. He's not going to be over the Isser of Litnayibir. The Moshe goes Yayan. Yain Lanazir.
Because in the case of Moshe Yain Lanazir, prepare a comment, son of a disakochavim.
So he's saying it's nevertheless.
The next words were probably Miha Ika or something. So what is this?
He's saying that the Raisa Lifnei Iver is being the guy who officially enables it. Like makes it possible for the guy to do it, even if he couldn't do it on his own.
Perfect.
And then Rabbanan Lifnei Iver, the Rabbanan made it. It's an Isser Rabbanan to give it to him, even if he was able to do it on his own.
Good. So Tosfos in Shabbos introduces the following principle. Tosfos in Shabbos says that if you enable someone, right, they couldn't have done it without you. So that's what we call Trei Avrei Denahara. That's what we call Lifnei Iver Doraisa.
Right.
But if they could have done it without you, it's not mutter.
But
it's Aser
Rabbanan.
It's Aser Rabbanan, Mishum, what he calls Misayeya. right? And they say, yeah, you're helping. You're not enabling, but you're helping. Yeah. Right, you're aiding.
So we're repeating the same thing as before.
No, this is different. Right, before he said, it's right. Before he said that you only violate Doraisa, but create Treyavar Nahara.
Yeah.
Now Tosus introduces a new principle, which is, but it's still Usr, but only me the Rabbanan.
You're just helping.
It's like, but it's the Rabbanan.
In other words, it's like a sort of Toldot, I think.
It's what?
It's like a sort of Toldot.
It's like, well, so the question is, what is it? Okay? So, there's a few things we need to understand Tosus.
It could be over a deraisa and a derabanan.
No, you're not violating a deraisa because it wasn't trei avrei denara or trei avrei nara.
In which case,
if it's a case where you're on the same side of the river,
right.
So Tosfos says it's still aser but midirabanan. Right? It's only midirabanan, not midiraisa.
Well, he could do it without.
Correct, and that's why it's not deraisa.
But you're not doing lifnei ira.
You're right. You're doing misayaya. Right? So
it's a whole different
problem. Correct. It's a derabanan problem called misayaya.
So it's not lifnei ira.
Correct. Okay. So now there's a few things we got to understand here. Okay? Few things we need to understand. First of all, what is the nature of misayaya?
Well,
right.
Obviously,
when
you said
helping
him, like,
right.
So Tosu says he could do it without you. But
Tosu says that if Tosu and Shabbos says that if you enable someone to violate an Isser, like he couldn't have done it without you, that's the favor Daraisa. If he could have done it without you, it's still Darabanan if you help him violate.
So
what is the nature? But so there's a Darabanan prohibition. But what is the nature of Misayaya? That's question one.
Misayaya, if you help someone commit a sin.
Correct, but not enable. Right? I mean, he could have done it without you, but you were still involved. Second question is,
what do you notice?
What's the problem between the two toasts with Sim? Right, it's not necessarily a problem, but what's the difference between the two toasts with Sim?
He adds the something into this one in Shabbos.
Yeah, meaning, what does it sound like in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah?
It's only Treinara.
Right, meaning Tosus in Avodah Zarah makes it sound like it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Either it's all or nothing.
Right.
Either it's Lifnei Iver D'oraisa or it's Mutar L'Chatchila.
What's the difference between enabling
right, so we have to deal with two things. One is...
About talking about Nazir to talking about Shabbos.
No, because remember, Tosus already said... Well, what did the first thing Tosus say? First thing Tosus said, Nazir doesn't tell you that the Isser is only by Nazir. It's by everything. Right, it's just that we pick Nazir because Nazir has certain key features, right? Certain outstanding features.
How does Nazir break his?
So now we're talking about
a regular Nazir is you can move vatal it, and Nazir Shimshon you can't. You're stuck for life. Too bad. Or you finish it up.
You
nowadays, you're really messed over. Normally, you just finish your Naziris and you're done. But nowadays, there's no way of getting out of it, so you're stuck. You wouldn't. That doesn't mean that Trilas don't come up. They do. One of my favorite Trilas in Rishonim is a Tshuva in the Radbaz, borderline, whatever, Tshuva in the Radbaz, where someone wrote to the Radbaz and said, Rabbi, I got really angry, and I made a Nazira Shimsha, which there's Ein Lo Heter, there's no way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? So the normal answer is,
you can't.
Nothing. But the Radbaz asked him, he said, so I asked him, why did you make a Nazir Shimshon? What were you thinking? And he said, what do you mean? That's what people do when they're angry. He said, what? That's what they do when they're angry? Wait a second. Do you know who Shimshon was? He's like, no, I haven't the slightest clue. So I was matir, because he's an idiot. Oh, he's an ignoramus. He didn't know what he was doing.
Wait,
meaningless vow.
Nazir is a type of nether, right?
Yeah, it's a type of nether.
Shua, technically.
No, not all Nadarim can be undone. Some Nadarim you're stuck for life.
Well, what about a regular Nazir,
yes. But Nazir Shimshon, no. Nazir Shimshon, no way out. These are the worst trilas. They happen all the time, and they're really bad.
How can this possibly...
Whatever, Rimon told me all his nightmare trilas. At some point, he just told me his nightmare trilas. He's like, Shimon would love it, because he loves intelligent human beings, right? He said he got a shayla from two brothers who got into a fight, and they were so angry at each other that one of them took a neder that he would never see his brother again. And then his mother got so angry that she said, I take a neder that if you don't come for Pesach when your brother is there, I'll never see you again. And then you had two nedarim that are dependent on each other.
Oh,
nightmare. People do all types of stupid things. Whatever. So I think he told me that on that one, his solution, this was like 10 years ago, his solution was, one was matir neder. Two was to make the guy ask Rav Lichtenstein matir neder so Rav Lichtenstein could yell at him first so he'd never do it again. Whatever. In yeshiva, I also had this. I had a chavrusa who made a konam. It was great. Good times. Yeah, it's good times. Yeah, and then there was the guy at KBY who made a neder that he would propose to his Ashua, really, that he would propose to his girlfriend next time he saw her. No, sorry, not propose. He would be Mekadesher next time he saw her.
Seriously? What?
Yes.
Why?
What's that mean?
That he would marry her. Not propose, he would marry her. Caesar. It's like when my brother-in-law was in KBY. I don't know.
Down with the gay vibes. I'm just kidding.
Anyways,
it's a joke. I'm trying to ease you into the American
Union. Okay. So we have to figure out whether it's possible. Now remember, Tosfos is a conglomerate of different people, so it's possible that there's something machlokes at Tosfos in. Right? But despite that, some of the achronim try to makariv them to each other. It's okay.
Try and do what?
Right? To try, even though you don't have to be miyashiv Tosfos in. Right, you don't have to try to figure out how two of them work together, right? Because two of them are written by other people, right? By different people. There could be different authors. They are different authors, right? Still, many achronim like to, if possible, to
figure out how they
correct.
Why is it
correct? Okay, so let's start with Misayeh.
It doesn't seem. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that big of like. It seems like this one's just like adding to it. You're saying.
Well, there he just says. Right there, it sounds like.
Are you saying that the problem that we have is the fact that in this one he ends it off like this, meaning this seems like it's an end all be all, but then all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah sounds like. Right? He says, look, it's all or nothing.
Right.
Okay. So let's start with the first question. Misayeya. Okay, let's take Tosfos. Tosfos in Shabbos says there's such a thing as Misayeya, Dirabana. What is the nature of Misayeya? Why? What is the nature of Misayeya? Right? What is Misayeya?
Obviously, we just said that if you help, he could do it without you, but you help.
Okay, so that's the definition.
Right.
Why is it usher?
It shouldn't be, but like.
So it is. It is usher, midrabanan, but why? What's the nature of the usher, midrabanan?
Because you're involved in the. You're
so therefore what?
You're involved
so
in the,
say. Nuch better, yeah? Say better.
You're
okay.
Involved of him breaking the avera.
I'll do this just for you. Right?
You're involved
you
in
the whole
you're
year.
Involved in the avera.
So what are you really saying? What you're saying is what? Misayeya, or I'll put it differently. What is the relationship between Misayeya and Lifnei Iver?
By you helping him, you're turning. You're causing it.
And therefore. So what's the relationship between Misayeya and Lifnei Iver?
That's it. By you helping him, which is Misayeya, you're turning it into a thing of Lifnei Iver.
It's not Lifnei Iver.
Into, but like
no, but well, so let me try what you're saying again. This Neiver is Misayeya, rather, right? Nachum saying Misayeya is basically a dirabanan. It's a toned down Lifneiver.
Right.
Right. Midoraisa, you don't violate Lifneiver unless you enable them.
Right.
Midrabanan, we say, look, it's on the same trajectory, right? Even if you only helped, so even though Midoraisa, that's fine. Midrabanan, it's Lifneiver minus.
Right.
Right. That's one way of looking at it. What's the other way of looking at it? Why else might be usher to be Misayeya?
Misayeya, that's...
Right, to help... Why? If it's not Lifnei Iver Minus, what could it be?
I mean, you're still enabling him to do the Aver.
But that we just you just said that you just
like,
that we just no we're gonna get to the question of how exactly to find the word enable. I'm okay. Being vague here, right? Because we'll see, right? The Taz in Kuf Memches Gimel in Yeridea thinks that enabling means he could not have done it without you,
right?
The Chazanish and Samach Vav Samach Beis Gimel, I think, in Yeridea says. It's not true. It's that it's providing opportunity, right? You don't have to enable. It's not that they couldn't have done it without you at all, but you provided the opportunity, right? I mean, he says, right, the cup of the Nazir, right, that you didn't even provide the opportunity, right? We're sitting at the same table. The opportunity is already there. I'm just making it easier for him. But if I provide opportunity, even if he doesn't need me, that's Lifnei Iver Daraisa, right? That's the Chazon Ish. But so let's elide that question for a minute. But, so tell me. So, but how else could it be usher? Think broadly for a second. Then we'll read. Right? Why else might it be usher to help someone sin? No, you have to say. If it's not Lifnei Iver minus, what else would it be?
It's bad for you. Wait, Lifnei Iver is bad for you. Never mind. Why is it bad to help someone sin? It's what's it called? It's full on. No,
they're not. It's not. We already said it's not. We already no. That would be Lifnei Iver.
That's Lifnei
Iver. Think the opposite.
Yeah.
Think the opposite.
The opposite. Why are we trying?
Listen, in the morning, you have a wonderful role model over here, Shimon. Right? Shimon's job in life apparently is to help you all, right? Be mechazek all of you, right? So if one day Shimon decided he's just not showing up, right? Good. Why? Did he help you violate an Isser?
No.
No. Why is it? Why? What would Shimon be doing by missing Seder, which he would never do? He's not helping you.
He's making it harder.
Right? So there's another way of looking at Misayaya. Not as Lifnei Iver minus, but Elamai. You have an obligation to other Jews to what?
To help them.
Help them do the right thing. Even if you're not enabling them to do the wrong thing, right? They could have done it without you.
Yeah, but you,
you are being derelict in your positive responsibility. It's not Lifnei Iver minus, it's dereliction.
Right.
Right? Of
helping Jews
do. Yeah, of Tochacha, of Arvus, of all those different mitzvot we have.
Shimon, you're not allowed to miss Shir.
Never.
It's on you.
What would I do without him? I don't understand. Okay.
Well, I wasn't planning on it anyway.
Just say you're not allowed to be sick.
Thinking about it now.
Hmm? Okay.
But if you're sick, you still have to come.
So now let's go to the Ritva for a second. Here, Shimon, why don't you come over and join me so that I can look at the Ritva here. I'm so happy. I have to unpack my Svarim now. Okay.
You want to pay me to do it?
What?
I could use money. If you pay me, I'll do it.
What, unpack my boxes?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, why pay movers, pay?
Yeah, exactly.
I can move your stuff in. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I mean, the stuff's in.
I don't take payment in food, by the way. Like, if you said, oh, yeah, come to my house for a Shabbos, and that'll be your payment, I'd be like, cool, I'm going to go back to Yeshiva for Shabbos, but I'm going to unpack your boxes, and I'll take it.
Okay. Right, so there's Va.
I would do like that.
Good. So let's read. Now, if you had to guess from this Tosfos, what would you say? Which is Misayaya? Is it Lifnei Iver minus, or is it
Lifnei Iver minus?
Why?
Because he said he could do it with, like, it said one side of the like.
No, but why would you think that he views Misayaya as Derabanan minus? Sorry, Lifnei Iver minus.
It's Misayaya, or what's it called? Because it doesn't mention anything about helping.
So one, it doesn't mention anything else, but also, just the language of it is, what does he say? You don't violate Lifnei Iver, Mikol Makom, Asur Derabanan.
Right,
which makes it sound like
it's a Lifnei Iver minus.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like, right? It's not full-fledged Lifnei Iver, but it's Derabanan Lifnei Iver, right? That's so what the words sound like.
I mean, the rice is not allowed.
Correct. But he says, but there are button you, but it sounds like he's saying, look, it's not full fledged Lifnei Iver, but it's something like it, right? It's right. Somewhere along the lines of Lifnei Iver. Right? Okay. Let's look at the Ritva. Right? So Ritva says Hachamayaskin the Kaibitre Avre Nahara. Perush. Delo Matzi Shakila. Okay, so he understands like Tosfos. What is Tre Avre Nahara? Lo Matzi Shakila is Lo. You read these words. Lo matzi shakila. He couldn't
get it.
He couldn't take it.
So it's two.
De konami. And then the Gemara said, right, it's meduyak as well, right? It's the words are precise. De katani lo yoshit. Because it says don't give over. Right? Lo yoshit, which implies, right, yoshit, this is hoshata. Right? Stretch over and give. Velok tani lo yitain. It doesn't say simply don't give. It says don't pass. Shma mina. Okay. V'chein halacha. That's the halacha. Mihu hani mili lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. That's only regarding lifnei iver. De kol hecha diti boila stama dumya demasnisen. V'ha dinazir min hachai shein hachoshin l'takala. Kol hecha dematzi avir iser shelo ayadenu les mishum lifnei iver. Right? Because he said the only cases are like those in our Mishnah. Right? And whatever he could do without us, there's no Lifnei Iver. Okay, that's basically the same as Tosfos. The afal pisha efshar shuhu marbe beIsrael yadenu lo chashina. And then the Ritva adds his chiddush that this is even if he's doing more Isser because of you. Right? Even if he's doing more Isser, right? Still, that's not called enabling. That's still only aiding.
So it seems the Ritva would say you can do the business.
What?
That's what the Ritva says.
There's the Ritva. Right? And that's, for him, again, the difference between Lifnei Iver and Harvacha.
So it seems like the Ritva is saying, from that, the Ritva might
say it's okay to do business with them before Holiday, because before the holiday anyway.
Well, no, this is what depends on Harbacha and Lefever, right? That's exactly his point.
So
that, correct.
If
according
it's Harbacha,
to Lefever,
then you can't do it because they're going to be doing an extra thank you.
Correct. And if it's Lefever, as long as they have animals, you can give them more.
Animals, you give them another.
Correct.
One.
That's exactly understanding.
You said last week.
Correct. And then he says, "Avol mikom bakom im tavale beferish leisura." But he said, but if he asks you specifically for an Esther, Nihi dimishum velifne iver leka. Right? What does he say? There is no lifne iver. Akati isura bimilsa. It's still forbidden. Mishum misayeya yidei ovre avera.
Because you're still enabling.
You're still enabling. Kol sha'anu garmin lo lasos isur. Whenever we cause him to do a sin, O laharbos bisur do more of a sin. Kedekaimelon shein misayni day yisrael b'shvias. We don't help someone violate shmita and shmita. Vafil lomar lam huchzuku asur. Even to say, be strong, right? Go violate. Yashir koach. We don't do that. V'lo od ella shanu chayav in limchos biado dechol yisrael arevin zeh lazeh. But then Ritva adds a second thing. And he says, wait a second. Not only is it lifnei iver minus, it's also you're chayav to stop him to violate.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right, yeah. That we
right?
What do you mean?
You have to give tochacha. You have to rebuke someone who's trying to violate. Because you can't chaser ligrom lahem laso shum iser. So if you can't cause them to sin,
yes,
you have to tell them, hey, bud.
Don't do it.
Yeah, so.
So therefore, he says, why is it usher to help someone sin? Not just because of lifnei iver minus.
Because you're doing because the opposite doing, of tochacha.
Yeah, you're doing the opposite of tochacha.
You're helping him to do that.
Right. Ola harbos b'iser klal, or to add to an iser at all.
Okay.
So now, what's the difference? So now you see the difference, right? Tosos
so
in Shabbos.
Tochacha means that you're helping.
No, tochacha means you're rebuking someone.
What is rebuking?
Rebuking. Telling someone not to do something wrong. Right? It's a pasuk. You have to rebuke your friend. Rebuke is tell them off.
Okay.
You know, bad boy. Right?
Put it away.
Wait one second, let me just get the thought. Do you see already the difference now between Tosos and the Ritva? Right, Tosos says, even in Shabbos, what is Misayeya? Right, when you're not enabling someone, why is it usher?
Because you're still not helping.
No, Tosos.
Verbana, don't do it.
It's Lifnei Iver Minus. You're not enabling, but you're helping.
Right.
Ritva says, in the second formulation,
that's when you say you're not helping them stay away from it.
Right, I mean, you're supposed to be helping them positively.
Right.
So even if this is not technically Lifnei Iver,
making him drink the wine, but at the same time not helping
him. Lemai nafkamina. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Yeah, why?
Because it's still the Tosfot, Rabbanan, or Daraita, you're enabling.
Okay, good. Now, skip.
You're helping him get over it.
Okay, so good. Skip for a second to the Rush, right? Now, so the Ritva, by the way.
Do you have another one?
I don't know.
Where did you pay?
It's one line for now. One second. It's one line after the Rush. 1 second. So the Rush is one line.
I'm positive I gave you
one. That's
one?
Yeah, this
is wait. Okay, look at number six. One second. Okay, what is it?
So, I knew I gave it.
Is it on point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching putting it in your remarks.
So
I made sure
we learned that Noahide laws are not required to keep, right? Did we not learn that? That you don't have to keep the Noahide laws, right?
Who doesn't have to keep the Noahide laws?
Non-Jews.
Yeah,
B'nai
Noah. Like the argument we're having.
What do you mean they don't have to keep the Noahide
laws? Like, there's not a requirement to do it.
Of course there's a requirement.
But required.
God.
Oh, you mean the Amid V'Hitiran?
Yes. So, but let's say we see a Noahide about to eat, let's say, squid. Live squid.
Yep.
Is it our obligation to stop them? Because they're not Jewish, but they're violating a Noahide.
So, yes. But your question is what Rashi asked.
The thing is, he goes to the synagogue on Shabbos. That's my question.
Good, okay.
He has to go.
He knows he's going to
train. So Max's question, which is a very good question, is Rashi's question, which is, how can you say it's usur to have it to cause a non-Jew to violate any usur? The Gemara said earlier that God, Amad Vehitiran, he let them violate Isurin, which means it's not usur for them. So Rashi on Vav Amud Aleph says, you're right. He says exactly what it said. Rashi, Max says, this is Vinihi. The Amran Amad Vihi Tiran. You're right. They don't have to do it anymore. Meanwhile, Yavru Yodecha, still, you shouldn't cause them to sin. Shere Asidin Hain, Litin Asadin, Al Shain Mekayman Osan. But remember, they still get punished.
Are we obligated?
The non-Jews. Oh, right? Even though he says, wait, right, that was the whole agadah to them.
By the other thing, by helping him? Or
no. By, right, so Raj, this, Max's question was, the Gemara had said before that God at some point said, okay, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So they won't get reward. So Raj said, well, if you can do whatever you want, why can't I give them Avram and Achai? They're allowed to do it.
I mean, the cow thing.
Yeah, exactly. So Rashi says, no, even though they're allowed to do it, they're still going to get punished.
Yeah, even though they give them a second cow.
No. He's talking about the problem that according to the Gemara, it seems like it's not usher for them anymore. Like God got rid of all their mitzvot. Right?
Okay.
So how could it ever be usher to give them, they're allowed to eat it?
Because there's no mitzvah.
Correct. So Rashi says, you're right, there's not really a mitzvah. But remember, the whole context was that God's going to punish them for getting to themselves to the situation where he had to...
To do that, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Meaning, it was only because they kept sinning that God said, okay, forget it. Right, okay. You won't do any mitzvah.
But actually, he's doing it. I mean, it's also
right. So God said, but he's still there's still some sort of punishment involved. It's a very good question. Okay. The Acharnim tried to figure out exactly what Rashi means, but it's a good. It's sort of usher. Other Acharnim just say it's not literal.
Do we have to stop them though?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for a second. That's where I want to get to in a second. Now the Rush, in number 6, says as follows: Mikol Makom Isurah Derabanan Ika. It's aser rabbinically. Da'afilu katan ochel nevelot bezden mitzuvin lafrisho. And then the Ritva, the Rush says rather, do you know how I know it's aser? Because there's a mitzvah for bezden, for the court, to stop a child from violating an iser.
What do you mean by iser?
Right? Yeah. Now it's a machlok is whether we pass on the ring of Amos.
What kind of iser do you mean?
Any iser. Right, the Gemara has a machlokas in Yevamos. If the Bezdin, a court, sees a child being Machal Shabbos, does he have to stop him?
Yeah.
Okay. So now he says, if, at least according to one sheet in the Gemara, you have to stop a kid from violating, Kol Shegen Gadol Shelo Yisayei Lo. Right, so then for sure, a Gadol, an adult, you shouldn't help him sin.
What do you mean? Okay.
What does the Rush say? How does he understand Misayei?
What's the rich?
The Rush. Is it Lifnei Iver Minus?
I see.
Is it Lifnei Iver Miser?
Messiah is just putting a stone to do something, you know, like bringing up a stone, you know.
But it's not, right? Messiah is it's not Lifnei Iver. Neuro.
It's helping.
Yeah, for a bad thing. Yeah. For a bad thing. Yeah.
So
it's Lifnei Iver Minus, meaning I'm still helping him sin. It's just not enabling.
Yeah.
But which does the Rush think? Does the Rush think Misayeya is Lifnei Iver minus?
Why Lifnei Iver minus?
Right, is it Lifnei Iver or is it a bitul of Tochacha?
Why are you saying Lifnei Iver minus?
It seems like it's a bitul of Tochacha.
Yeah, he says it explicitly. Right, he says, what's Misayeya? Really, you have to stop people from violating Yisurim, so you can't help them. So now we have three formulations that we've shown him. Tosu says, seems like he says, and this is by the way explicit in Tosu Rabbeinu Elchanan, that Misayeya is Lifnei Iver minus. It's Lifnei Iver Midrabanan. Right? Right? Meaning Lifnei Iver minus. Meaning it's the same as Lifnei Iver, just rabbinically. Midaraisa, you only violate if you enable. Rabbinically is even if you help, but you didn't enable.
What do you mean? What do you mean by... I didn't understand totally when you said like min rabbonon. What do you mean? Like,
Midrabanan. Meaning it's not God, it's the rabbis. Who said that you can't do it? Right. Right? So it's a rabbinic prohibition.
Yeah.
The Rush says, why is it usher to help someone even if they don't need you?
Why is it?
Because?
So should stop them from doing it.
Good. A chi of tochacha. That's the Rush.
Okay.
The Ritva.
I thought it was the
Ritva says both.
Oh, the Ritva. Okay, fine. So the Ritva.
The Ritva says both.
The Rush says
so he's giving two different answers.
Correct. Tosus says one, and Tosus Rabbeinu Chanan says only Lifnei Iver minus, right? Lamein Af Kamina. Who cares?
Why is it? Why the Ritva is giving two different answers?
Because he holds it both. He holds it both. Sometimes he holds it both.
Probably still like the Ritva.
So what's the nafkamina? What's the difference? Lalacha? Who cares? Who cares if it's Lifnei Iver minus or if it's Chiyuv Tochacha? What's the difference?
difference if it's... No, because there is a difference.
What's the difference? Good, tell me, what is it?
One of them involves you preventing them to...
if it's just the Yotoka, then...
One's enabling, the other one is preventing.
So what's the difference? Either way, you're saying, if you help someone violate an Isser, so either it's Asur Midarabanan because it's Lifnei Iver Minus, right? Or it's Asur because you should be helping them do mitzvot. And if you're helping them do Aveirot, even if it's not technically an Iver, it's definitely not mitzvot. Right? So what's the difference? Who cares?
That's what I was saying. We're taking the statement of Rashi. Yeah.
Meaning what?
Say the statement.
What's the difference between saying the reason that I can't help someone violate an Isser even when I'm not enabling them? It's not Lifnei Iver Daraisa. What's the difference between saying it's sort of like Lifnei Iver, or it has nothing to do with Lifnei Iver? But what's the difference if you... Either way, they think it's Usher.
Yeah.
Right? Tosfos, the Rush, the Ritva, all say it's Usher. But what's the difference between saying that it's Lifnei Iver Minus or saying that it is Tolecha?
Ah.
What's the difference? Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares? What's the difference? What's the difference?
That one of them, you are...
No, like practical difference.
No,
in what case?
Difference?
What case? Would you see a difference? La halacha.
Oh,
a guy.
Right.
A guy.
You don't have a
chiyuv tochacha for a guy. Right. You only have to rebuke a Jew if you think that lifnei iver minus.
That's fine with a guy.
Right.
Fine with a guy who.
No. So if
one of the shivmas that they know of, it is.
Right. So lifnei iver minus might be. Might still be usher for a guy,
right? You can still
because you're causing him to do an iser at some level.
But
if it's a chiyuv tochacha, good. So now suggest a difference. Suggest a solution to Tosfos. This quote unquote stira in Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos in Shabbos says that if I cause a Jew to sin, it's still usher midrabanan. It's midrabanan. I didn't enable him. I caused him.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he could have done without me, but I was still involved.
Right.
It's also midrabanan, misayaya. In Avodah Zarah, he sounds like there's no such prohibition. So, take a wild guess why some of the Achronim are going to, how they're going to explain it.
It must be holding our muffin,
no? No, he's talking within Lifnei Iver. You just said the answer. Right. What are they going to say the difference is?
By a guy.
The context in Avodah Zarah is a goy. The context of Avodah Zarah is a goy. Eiver Menachai to a goy. So if we were Medayek that maybe, right? We were Medayek that Tosos. We were Medayek that Tosos thought that Lifnei Iver Minus. Let me say it's Lifnei Iver Minus. But some of the Achorim said, who said? Maybe Tosos is Modet to the Rush. Right? The Lifnei isn't Lifnei Iver Minus, it's a Chiyuv Tochacha.
Tosfos can't be Modet to the Rush.
But it's not clear. Right? It sounds like it's not what he's saying, but it's not 100% clear. Tosfos Rabbein Elchanan definitely says Lifnei Iver Minus.
The Gemara is talking about a case of a guy.
Correct. So many of the Achronim say, you know what the difference is? If Misayeya isn't Lifnei Iver Minus,
right,
which is what the Rosh says explicitly, and the Ritva says in the second formulation, Tosfos is a bit ambiguous. Tosfos Rabbein Elchanan clearly thinks it is Lifnei Iver Minus. But let's say it's not. So many of the Achronim say, wait a second. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Jews. You can't help a Jew violate an Isser, even if you didn't enable it, because Tolchicha, you have to help him do mitzvot. But in Avodah Zarah, we're talking about a goy. If it's not, you have no chiyuv tochacha. The only chiyuv you have is you can't enable him. And that's why Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says nothing about a dirabanan. Because if Tosfos in Avodah Zarah holds like the Rush, namely that the only reason it might be asur midirabanan to help someone to sin is because of tolchacha, it only applies to Jews.
Wait. I have a question.
And, right? Yes.
But how, when isn't one of our obligations to like be a light onto other nations? So how do we, we're required to teach them, we're not required, but we're asked to show, we're, sh- we are told to show them correct ways. So how can we do that if we allow them to sin?
So we didn't say you're going to get... we're not saying we're going to call you the, you know, a tzaddik gamur for helping people violate Yisurim. But we have meta... You are right, we have meta values. Right? There are meta values that we should be educating the world and teaching the world, but in a formal sense, we don't have the same type of responsibilities to non-Jews as we do to Jews. We don't. Right? I mean, you're right. We should be a light unto them. We shouldn't be helping them do this, but in a formal sense, right, we don't have the same obligations to them as we do. Right? Adam Smith already writes about this, not about Jews and non-Jews, but that, right, our responsibilities move in concentric circles. Right? As, the way he puts it is, the outermost circles of our relationship, we only owe them justice. I mean, we can't wrong them. Right? The innermost, we owe them benevolence, or what he calls beneficence. Right? I mean, we have to go out of our way to help them. We're not making him violate the Yisur. He could have done it without us. So we're passing it to him. Okay. So you're not a big tzaddik. But we're not...
I don't like that.
Now, you're right. No, one second. You're right.
Philosophically.
You're right. The Tos Rabbeinu Elchanan seems not to think this way. Tos Rabbeinu Elchanan seems to say, no, Lifnei Iver is... he says an Arsugya. Right? Tos Rabbeinu Elchanan seems to say, no, it is against Goyim. Right? Because Miseyeya is Lifnei Iver minus. Right? And therefore, he seems to say it does apply to non-Jews. But look, right? But it's clear we have more responsibilities to Jews. And this is, by the way, what the Chassam Sofer says. I gave you just two lines of Chassam Sofer in two. So that's for sure not true. It's
why?
Not true.
Why? Why should we have a boy do whatever we say?
No, because it's... So
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we should have the same responsibility to a Jew to not commit a sin, to a goy to not commit a sin.
So we don't.
We shouldn't. I mean, okay. We
don't.
To you, we should, but we don't.
We don't, because... No, so this is... That's what I'm saying. This is... Adam Smith wrote about this in his, but he writes about this. But in general, this is true, that relationships, we don't owe the same to everybody. We just don't.
I know, I see what you're coming from, but how can we fulfill that duty to be a light if we're told that we don't even have to try? If someone tells you that you don't have to do the, if someone is told that you don't have to do the homework assignment, right? Or you don't have to do your taxes, which is more applicable to you, what are you going to do? You're not probably going to do your taxes. It's the right thing to do the taxes, to submit
yeah.
taxes.
That's a different story. By you not telling him not to do it.
Can I finish?
No, I'm not telling him not to do it. We didn't say you could. You
I'm
could.
Sorry, I just want to finish.
That's fine, finish.
Let's say the scenario, right, which is more applicable to you, that you're told that you don't have to do it, but it's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah, okay.
Because through paying your taxes, we have roads, we have healthcare, right? So, and you don't have to do it, but it's the right thing. Aren't you supposed to do the right thing, even though you don't have to? So, sir, therefore, shouldn't you be told you have to do it?
No, not necessarily. I'm saying, not everything that is not, that's lo na'im, right, that's not the best thing in the world, is usur. That is not how life works, right? The world doesn't work that way. But we don't just say, look, you know, meta values are very nice, but they don't always translate into law. Right? Right now, for example, right, there, a lot of states now have Good Samaritan laws. Right?
Yeah,
meaning
that's what I'm that's like, exactly.
Yeah, but they didn't. For a long time they didn't, because it's not intuitive. Just because it's the right thing to do doesn't make it law.
So in other words, you mean like Samaritan laws, you mean by constitutional laws?
So a Good Samaritan law.
It's constitutional.
No.
Samaritan law wouldn't let you be in there, but otherwise you would.
No, that's not a Good Samaritan law.
That's not a Good Samaritan
no,
law.
No, a Good Samaritan law. A Good Samaritan law means that you can be held responsible for doing nothing wrong, but not helping someone when they need help.
Yeah.
Right? Under certain circumstances. So, but it's new,
like
right?
Officer,
what?
No.
But
no.
An officer would be different. He has a responsibility.
He has a
regular person.
Let's say you.
A Good Samaritan
a
law.
Attack. Let's say you had me. I have a heart attack and you refuse to help me. You're violating a Good Samaritan law.
But not all states have Good Samaritan
Thank
laws.
You, huh?
Because what is a Good Samaritan law? It's saying, look, no one thinks that if you stand there and let someone die, you're a good person. Right? That doesn't mean necessarily that it's the right thing for the law to enforce it. Right? Now, many states do. They have Good Samaritan laws. That they will enforce you being a good person. Right? But it's not obvious you should. Right? I mean, Torah happens to. But in this case, But my point is that not everything that's right to do or wrong to do is law.
I'm not talking about that's
even like, in religious law. Not everything in religious law that's bad to do. As the Rambam divides this in the first paragraph of Perash Mishnayos in Avos. There are five categories in life. There's chiyuv, right, obligation, at one extreme, and isser at the other extreme, right? Then in the middle, there's neutral, good but not obligated, bad but not forbidden, right? There are five levels of life, right?
Of course, there's no black and white in the world.
Correct. So we're not saying that this is a great thing to do, but we're saying it's not a formal violation, right? There's no formal mitzvah or more formal isser.
Why is my question?
I'm not saying whether it's a good or bad thing to do, but it's not formally.
Why is the Torah not strict in this area, but other things it is? Like, I feel like this is a very important thing that we could show. Right? I feel like you could be.
So that I don't know the answer to, right? Why this do we choose not to? I don't know. Right? But the fact is,
I feel like this is a very important thing to show people, like, send. I don't like the language, I don't like the vocabulary, I'm inclined to this, but I think if this, obviously that there's a problem with the state enforcing morals, like, there's a difference between morals and justice.
Right.
Justice doesn't necessarily. What is the state supposed to do? The state's supposed to serve justice. But the Torah, the idea of law, a biblical law, always thought usurps the idea of a secular justice law.
But it's still law, and not every
law, but
and not everything
divine,
that's good to do. Yeah, but not everything that's good is obligated, and not everything that's bad is usur. There's not, right? Well, I'll put it this way. You lose something by making everything law. That's part of the answer.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No, that's part of the answer.
Yeah.
Right? Is that by making everything law, you lose out.
But in this instance, I'm saying
so
that
you're asking why in this instance we didn't make it law, because this is important enough to be law. That I don't know, right? I don't know why certain things become law, certain things are left to not be law. Okay, we seem to have lost people, so let's...